If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's all perfect. No, I don't know.
I don't know what your follow-up to that is. I don't know what your follow-up to that is supposed to be. Thanks for listening.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Welcome to a Loosey Goosey bonus of an Acquired Taste podcast.
Woohoo! It's a Loosey Goosey bonus. We have a big letter we're going to read, and I am excited to read it.
I am too. Gentle listeners, we recently opened up all the mail that we have received since February 2020.
We are so sorry. We are so sorry.
I was afraid that COVID anthrax was going to poof out of these letters. And so I didn't open anything for a very long time.
Yeah. So if you sent us something and you're like, what the hell? We just opened it. And my goodness, some of you are unbelievably talented. Kathleen received a book that I cannot wait, Kathleen, for you to talk about on the podcast regarding crafts you can do with your cat's fur.
Thank you. But today, we are talking about this really juicy handwritten letter that we got from a taste bud that it's like I don't know. It's like an expose. My jaw was on the floor the entire time. And I've been thinking about this letter ever since we read it a couple days ago.
So this is a letter we got back in October of 2020. And she asks for us to use a fake name, and I want to give her a really wonderful, lovely name because I think this person has been hurt before, especially by women, and you're going to see why we say that. But let's give her I think Catherine with a Y. Catherine is one of the most beautiful names.
Yes, with a C and a Y.
And a Y. So can we name her like Lady Catherine of
Letterton.
Lady Catherine of Letterton.
Of the mailroom. Okay.
Of the mailroom. Okay. We're going to read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it's important. Mm-hmm. Do you want to start, Kathleen?
I think you should start, Bethany.
Okay. The subject is bees in my bonnets and growing as a person / friend. And I love that she used the term bees in my bonnets. Hello, Acquired Taste ladies. I am writing you both some snail mail because I am a believer that it's always fun to receive some good old-fashioned letters in the mail. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Anywho, I've been listening to you both since your old careers and have listened through the Acquired Taste podcast shows twice now and am now listening for the third time.
Thank you.
Your show is great for background noise.
I don't take offense to that, as long as you're listening.
Yeah, just hit those plays. That's all we care about. Because you both have great and upbeat chemistry, you feel like my longtime friends. This would make you think that I am a full 100% supporter who loves everything you all create, right?
I can't. I love it. Please allow me to be completely honest with you. I promise it's not to bash either of you, but this will lead to growth and follow-up questions for being a better friend. Okay, so truthfully, I was a hate listener on and off with your podcast. Believe me, I didn't understand it either. I enjoy listening to most of your topics and especially enjoy both of your candid nature of conversations. I love how open and honest you both are with each other and with your listeners. So what the heck is my issue? There were so many times where I listened where I thought, man, she's being so cringy by trying to be so edgy. Or, wow, that just makes you seem so disgusting. Ugh.
Okay. So Kathleen and I figured out that she probably was ripping on me for being trying to be so edgy.
Yes.
And Kathleen for being gross.
I mean, it is what it is. I love a good fart joke.
And you are known for not showering very often.
And you love a good witchy topic. So
I do. I do love a witchy topic. She says, I hope you understand what I mean by hate listening with these two examples. Like I said, this isn't to bash either of you, so I don't want to get into a lot of examples.
Great.
So she has more examples. Mm-hmm. But she said, but ultimately, I was totally judging both of you really critically while still hoping for the best for both of you because I've been following you both for so long. And like I said, I feel like I know you both. I truly hope you both succeed in experiencing happiness every day.
Thank you.
There are a lot of things I disagree with you both on or disagree with how far you both take for what it means to tolerate or accept others. Now, this is interesting. For example, she says, I absolutely do believe we all need to love and accept our bodies, but I don't believe in the message of you're perfect as you are as an excuse people use to remain unhealthy. I'm not saying that's exactly what you ladies promote, but it's in the same vein of the extreme safe spaces. I call it a toxic positivity. So I do want to stop there really quickly.
Okay.
Because I think the letter then goes on to a different topic, but I want to address the toxic positivity. One thing I think that, Kathleen, you and I are trying to do here with this community is people have been so judged and beaten down,
yeah.
I think, mm-hmm. just in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as an American culture, we are slowly moving forward with being more open to understanding other people's lives
yes.
and what they go through and believing them when they tell you their experiences.
Yes.
So there are probably times when we swing really far to the other side and are overly supportive and positive.
Yes.
But I think that that's okay.
You know, I would never call us toxic positivity purveyors because because toxic positivity to me is you don't have depression. You just need to act happy. And every day is a blessed day. And your problems are not real. It's sort of like the Gary Vaynerchuk.
Just yell at you. Yell positivity at you.
You'll sleep when you're dead. And you got to work hard and go, go, go. And that is not who we are. I am very much in achieve what you can within the realm of your own comfort zone. And in terms of body positivity, you know, that's sort of an interesting topic that I've been thinking about doing for a while. I know Jamila Jamil talks about this quite a lot. Bethy and I have never said that you're perfect as you are, using it as an excuse for people to remain unhealthy. We have, though, talked about boundaries that you can set with people in your lives and the rights that they have to comment on your weight, because your weight and your body shape and size is between you and your doctor and your God. If you believe in a God, and other people don't have the right to just comment willy-nilly on each other's bodies. That is something I actually would like to talk about more probably in an upcoming episode. But anyway, shall we continue the letter?
Yes, but we continue. We move on.
Okay. So what's her name again? Lady Catherine of the Mailroom. Okay.
Yeah.
Lady Catherine continues. Anyway, my point is that all of my 32 years of life, I have wanted close female friends. Because of various situations in my life, I've closed myself off to creating new friends at a very young age and have been the girl to say, oh, I only get along with guy friends. That should not surprise you. In the spirit of frank honesty, throughout my efforts and growth as a person, I've come to realize I don't get along with other girls because I see and hear other girls being so vain and shallow and ditzy, and I can't relate to any of it. I hated the pretending to be whatever popular celebrity's wife or always shopping for clothes or makeup or constantly talking about boys and clothes and makeup. I like sports and video games and talking about books and science and philosophy. Well, over the last few years, I've made and maintained friendships with four other girls who also have significant others, and our significant others are also friends. When we all hang out, we would sometimes split into a group of men and women. The guys would play video games or watch shows that I liked, and the girls would always make comments like, oh, boys being boys, and oh, those stupid video games, basically calling them lame for being into childish boy things. All while talking about celebrity gossip, dress shopping, and talking badly about their bodies.
By the way, I am fully biting my tongue right now because there's a bunch of things that I want to say, but we'll keep going.
There's a lot to unpack here. How have I been friends with them for all of these years?
She continues, I enjoy their kindness and hanging out for movie or dinner events or birthdays, but truly I have nothing in common with them and everything in common with the guys. I really find myself not really enjoying their conversations, and I feel like I'm play-acting being their friend, even though I care for them deeply and will help them whenever I can. They're good people otherwise, even though I disagree with a lot of their values, too. I made the effort to make and keep these friendships because of the continued work I'm doing on myself. I want to stop judging so much and accept them more, but we have nothing in common and I find them vain and boring. I feel stuck.
Oh my God.
We're going to continue. Does this make me a bad friend? I've learned to accept you ladies more and more and have stopped the hate listening. I enjoy your podcast and your conversations more now, and I look forward to your new episodes. I truly enjoy the friendship you both have. Does this mean I have hope with my current and future girlfriends? Do either of you ladies have girlfriends in your life that you care about but don't really find them interesting, but they remain part of your friend group? I've pretty much resigned myself to not being able to find other girls like me, especially with COVID, now that meeting others is limited. Do you want to finish it off, Kathleen?
Yeah. Lady Catherine of the Mailroom continues. Am I just stuck with my current girlfriends and being bored with their conversations? Or do you think I can learn to enjoy them the way that I have learned to accept my differences with you both and to enjoy your podcast? Keep in mind, it's easier for me to look past my differences with you because all I have to do is listen. Okay. With my friends, I have to make an effort and contribute, but I find myself not wanting to. Thank you so much for your time and openness and for reading this. I hope you have some kind of advice. I still hope to have close girlfriends whose company I enjoy and can count on. Do you ladies think it's all issues I need to fix within myself? I am really trying here. I hope this letter finds you well. Sincerely, a gal who acquired some taste.
Okay. So we sat on this letter for a while and read it a bunch of times. So there's two huge issues, Kathleen, that I see popping out here. One of them is a lot of judgment coming from Lady Catherine. Yeah. And I don't know if she realizes she's doing it, but there's a lot of judgment regarding what some people like versus what she likes.
Yes.
And one of the things she says is, I hated the pretending to be whatever popular celebrity's wife. By the way, I think it's interesting that she only looks at male celebrities and their wives versus a female celebrity.
Like how I pretend to be best friends with Gwyneth Paltrow all the time.
Well, but like, it's interesting. She's not looking at female celebrities.
Yeah.
She's looking at the celebrities' wives.
Yes.
So that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
She says, we're always shopping for clothes and makeup. We're constantly talking about buying clothes and makeup. I like sports and video games and talking about books and science and philosophy. There's an inherent judgment there that she's implying that her likes are in some way better
and
than what these other people like.
Just because your interests are different doesn't make the interests of these girls that you are trying to be friends with trivial. They're just different.
They're different.
You know, I understand what she says about the celebrity crushes. In high school, I had girlfriends who were really obsessed with certain celebrities and they would cover their balls in celebrity faces. And that wasn't who I was. Mm-hmm. But I think that there is value in being interested in a public figure so much that you want to like dive into every facet of their life. Does that make sense?
Completely. Everybody has a bunch of different parts of themselves. You know, I also love philosophy. I love talking about ideas. And I also fucking love Nicolas Cage movies. One does not discount the other.
Yes.
I think that she's not giving these people in her life much credit for having bigger things that they're interested in.
I don't think Lady Catherine has a hubris attitude. Like, she understands that she is not perfect. Like, sometimes letters like this can come off as the person thinking that they can do no wrong.
Right.
But also, I don't think that she quite understands friendship connections, because friendships are not just an extra appliance in the kitchen that you can get rid of when it no longer serves you. Friendships are much deeper than that. And sometimes you have to look beyond the surface of a person to see how special they really are. Because I have a lot of friends who have very different interests than I do. For instance, my friend Lauren, I love her. She works in sports television. She's a sports television producer. And she can talk for hours about different athletes and different sports games and what it was like to be in the broadcast room during that game. And I don't like sports, but I value my conversations with Lauren so much because I see how passionate she is about it. And sometimes it's about valuing someone's passion passion in a topic, even if that topic doesn't inherently interest you.
Yes, and what it is about that topic that you can connect to. So you may not like sports, but Kathleen, you come from the world of live broadcast. So there's something in that that you inherently can understand. If you have a friend who has an interest in pop culture and celebrities, what is it about a certain celebrity that they're really drawn to? Is there something that you can also connect with? Maybe that celebrity is fascinating. Maybe they are constantly changing their image. Maybe they seem to be a total mess.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes just funny to gossip about someone who's a total mess. Like she says at one point, I want to stop judging so much and accept them more, but we have nothing in common and I find them vain and boring. So that inherently is a judgment.
Yes.
I find them vain and boring. And you're also saying we have nothing in common. You don't know that.
Yeah.
You don't know that. You're cheating yourself.
I think, Lady Catherine, just right off the bat, we have nothing in common. Well, I mean, that's wrong. Do you both like apples? Do you both like cheeseburgers?
And I mean, you can't build an entire relationship on apples, but like, you know, you get the point.
I mean, like, do you like to go for walks? Have you both been to Italy or Ireland? Do you have family in California? Have you ever been swimming in the ocean? Like, goddamn, you have something in common. Mm-hmm. And stop. I think, Catherine, I think the only place that I agree with Catherine is that people who only talk about their appearance, they're definitely a snooze. You
know? Yeah, that's boring and stressful.
Yeah, and people and who talk badly about their bodies, and Bethany, this is something that you taught me. If someone is talking badly about their body in front of you, you just have to say to them, hey, listen, I'm not into that type of conversation where you put yourself down. If you could refrain from talking badly about your body in front of me, I would be so ever grateful, you know?
Yeah. And you can make it about you. Like, you know what? When you talk about your body badly, it makes me think about my body and I'm trying not to, and I'm trying to be more supportive and of myself and blah, blah, blah. Here is the larger issue that I think is pervading this entire letter and makes me really sad for Catherine. And I think that so many of people listening right now also have this problem. Mm-hmm. Internalized misogyny and something that I just learned about called stereotype threat. I think most people know what internalized misogyny is. Like, misogyny is the hatred of women.
Yes.
And we live in a society, in our country, the male is valued more.
They're stronger. Their time is worth more money.
Yeah. It's getting better, but that's just the way it is. And if you don't believe it, sorry, that is the way it is.
And you know, Lady Catherine would be disagreeing hardcore with us right now.
But I think, so it's interesting, but internalized misogyny is when women, people who identify as women, start to believe the same thing. Mm. We take that on ourselves, and it's not a conscious decision. It's in our media. I was thinking about Peter Pan. Do you remember Peter Pan?
Oh, the live musical?
Well, yeah, the story in general.
Yes.
So Peter Pan, yeah, you know. Peter Pan shows up at Wendy's and then the boys' house. They all go back to Neverland with Peter Pan. Mm. Peter Pan and his buddies are all the lost boys. The two brothers also get to be lost boys, right?
Yes.
What does Wendy become? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Their mother.
That's right.
Peter Pan asked Wendy to come and be their mother. Mm-hmm.
To take care of them.
To take care of them. She's not much older. She's still a kid.
Yeah.
But she doesn't get to be the fun one. She doesn't get to play around with all of them. She's their mom.
Yeah.
And that is such an old story, but it showcases that we're used to being seen as the not fun ones. We're used to being told like, oh, the women things. Oh, we got to have a woman in here. Oh, it's going to bring it all down. Mm-hmm. And we start to take that on ourselves. And the way that Lady Catherine talks about how boring women are, women's topics, she talks about the boy things like video games. She likes sports. She likes boy things. Why is it so gendered? Why does it? There are so many women out there who love sports. Kathleen, your friend Lauren. There are so many women out there who love video games, who are on Twitch, who are streaming, who are making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
The other thing that my older sister was teaching me about is stereotype threat. So this is when people who are in marginalized groups. Mm. So my sister said it originally was studied in Black people, but it, you know, can include women. It can include just these small groups. We behave in certain ways based on the negative stereotypes about our groups. So it's one of the ways that we see it present is discounting behavior that is stereotyped about our group. So girls aren't supposed to be good at sports, right? Oh, girls aren't, you play like a girl, you hit like a girl, you throw like a girl.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a girl. I don't really care about sports anyway. sports are dumb.
Yes, I see. Yeah.
It's easier to distance yourself from it than it is to potentially take on that stereotype.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lady Catherine, adult friendships, they're really hard to make. And I'm glad that you're looking deep within yourself to maybe try and see where the disconnect is. Like, bravo to you, because a lot of people don't even have the wherewithal or the insight to realize that maybe there is even a disconnect, and they just write off the world as being less intelligent than they are. So I have to commend you for even taking this step forward.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a huge step. But I'm wondering if maybe you're not looking for friendship in the right places.
I don't think she is, because I'm seeing her say, like, I learned to love your pod. Well, that makes me happy.
Yeah,
I'm
thank
glad.
You.
But also, why did you put yourself through that? There are so many podcasts out there.
Yeah.
Of course we want you to listen to ours, but if you hated it, why did you make yourself keep listening?
Okay. So I did a little digging on hate watching in reference to television, but yeah. I think it's applicable to podcast listening too. So Vox did a really interesting article, and this is why I said Peter Pan the musical. A couple years ago, Vox did a really interesting article, and of course I'll link it in the show notes, about how people tuned in to the live action musical Peter Pan ready to hate watch it because The Sound of Music, which was put out the year before, the live action version of The Sound of Music, did so poorly.
Mm.
And so Vox sort of defines hate watching as watching a show or movie you will suspect that you will empathetically dislike for the purpose of being able to talk about how much you dislike it, either during the program or on social media afterward.
Okay, right on. Which is fun sometimes.
Yes, but Lady Catherine, were you hate listening to this podcast to then like bash us with a friend? Because if we could bridge a friendship that way... I'm okay with that, I think.
Bringing people together when they hate our podcast.
But it really sounded like this hate listening to our podcast was a solo activity. So there are different types of hate watching. There's the malicious type where you tune into a show hoping it will suck. I understand that. If my, I don't know, life enemy got his or her own talk show, I would tune in hoping that it would suck.
Yeah, you would tune in hoping that they would trip off the stage and the show would get canceled in a week.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now there's this other type of hate watching where I think Lady Catherine falls into this category in terms of our podcast. It's the type where even though you figure the show will probably be bad, you tune in hoping it will surprise you because you really secretly deep down want it to be good. The difference is that this second type of hate watching reserves its final judgment until the entire show or at least a substantial portion of it has been seen. Mm-hmm. So, Lady Catherine, I think maybe like off the cuff, you might disagree with us in some of these comments that we make. But deep down, you really want us to succeed, right?
I mean, she even says at the beginning, she's like, I really like you guys and I hope the best. So I think it's the second one. I think I'm just like, why'd you put yourself through that, sweet girl? Like, why would you do that? Don't make yourself listen to something you hate.
So Bethany, our friend M from And That's Why We Drink podcast, they have been talking about on the podcast about how they have signed up for Bumble Friendship. Does Bumble has a friendship app?
Yeah, I think
right?
It's like Bumble BFF, I think it's called.
They've been looking for new friendships that way. And as an adult, finding friends is much harder than you are when you're a child. It just doesn't come, you know, when you're a kid and you're in school, you're going to find friends just naturally.
Yeah, just they're everywhere. People your age are everywhere.
When you're an adult, it's very scary to be vulnerable and put yourself out there again, especially in the past. And this is something I want to dig into. In the past, if you've had a tough friendship breakup.
Yeah, because she says that. How does she phrase it? She says it at the beginning. I love having paper to hold, by the way, Lady Catherine. Well done.
She said that she closed herself off to new friendships at an early age because of something that happened.
Yeah.
I don't relate much to Lady Catherine in this letter in that I value my female friendships so much. I basically only ever want to be friends with women. I mean, I don't.
No, but I do identify with her a lot because I have said the words, I'm not like other girls.
Yes.
And I found a lot of pride in my younger years saying, I really only get along with boys. Can I just read what my sister texted me? Because she has phrased this so perfectly.
Of course.
She said, do you remember the whole vitriol surrounding VSCO girls? Remember everyone was making fun of VSCO girls because they, you know, they loved turtles and they wore scrunchies and they wore oversized.
Yeah.
She said, that is classic stereotype threat. It's taking an entire group of women and distancing yourself from them and saying, I'm different from them. I'm judging them because it's stereotype threat. You don't want to be lumped in that way. When really it's just like this awesome group of women who are all doing this one thing. She said, it's a no-win situation because even by distancing herself from women, Lady Catherine is never going to benefit from the privileges of being a man because she's not.
Yeah.
So all it serves to do is alienate her. It's not that she has to love clothes and makeup, but she also doesn't have to actively hate women who like those things. The patriarchy loves women who alienate themselves from other women. That makes the patriarchy stronger when we split ourselves up instead of all standing together. Nicole said, by the way, it's also worth mentioning, it's totally okay not to like specific women. And like, I think feminism in that we just want to be treated equally as men and everyone should be treated equally, that means that like some women are also awful because some men are awful. Some people are awful. Like feminism is everyone, right? So you don't have to love all women just because they're women. Okay. Some women are awful. But she said it becomes dangerous putting all women in sentences like women are so stupid because, or I'm not like other girls, etc. Does that all make sense?
Yes, I think. And I think Lady Catherine saying this a couple of times during her letter, like, what is wrong with me that I can't get along with these women? Lady Catherine, there is nothing wrong with you. Other than that, I think you have some deep insecurities. I'm not your therapist. Bethany and I like to joke that we are professional non-professionals.
Yeah, we're professional going to therapies, but we're not actually therapists.
I think that you're insecure about the things that you like in life. And therefore, anything that is remotely different, you automatically shut down. And a little behind the scenes action, Bethany and I were having a tough time lately because we were designing merch and Bethany said to me, and it hit me in a way. Okay, I'm just going to tell you what Bethany said to me. Bethany said to me, I want to make a t-shirt design for this podcast that is witchy, that is dark and weird like me. And right off the bat, I was really defensive. I was like, Bethany, that's never going to sell. We have to make it more commercial. Stop being so avant-garde. Like avant-garde is an insult or something because I love avant-garde fashion and architecture and jewelry. Like, I don't know why I said like, Bethany, stop it. And I had a design that wasn't Bethany's cup of tea. And she literally said to me, stop being so live, laugh, love. Stop being so wine o'clock. And gentle listener, you're still listening to this podcast right now. So we worked through it. And it was really our, I don't say big fight, but yeah, it was like our first big fight as business partners. And it sort of, it got me thinking, friendship comes to you in weird places at weird times. In any other realm, Bethany and I never would have been friends into our adult life.
No.
Our interests are very different. But what I think, and not what I think, what I know that I value so much in my friendship with Bethany is that over the years, Bethany has taught me to be vulnerable. She has taught me to be more accepting of others. She has taught me to be kind. And these aren't necessarily interests, but these are what interest me in Bethany.
Oh, that was beautifully said. Whoa.
Bethany has shaped me to become the woman that I am today. And I think about who I would be right now in my life had Bethany and I not hodgepodged this friendship slash business relationship together. It would not be for the better.
Kathleen.
And so, Lady Catherine, I think that maybe you are looking in the wrong place for a connection, because connection doesn't mean that you have to have similar interests with these people. It just means that there is a spark of goodness in their soul that you see and like, and then you are inherently interested in getting to know that person more.
That, Kathleen, that was beautifully said.
Oh, thank you.
And I have to agree. For everybody who is struggling to find an adult friendship, mm-hmm. this is what my relationship with Kathleen has taught me, is that it isn't about you having similar interests. That helps. That's great, because then you can both climb rocks together or whatever people do outside. But Kathleen's interests are so different. Kathleen loves to like see her friends, and I love to not see my friends. Like, Kathleen loves to talk to people, and I love to not do that. But Kathleen is also incredibly strong, and she's incredibly smart. She has a sense of what will work, and she has a commitment to family and a loyalty to her friends. And those are things that I've learned from her. Mm-hmm. And it is such a wonderful moment when you realize that you can have very few things in common. Almost nothing.
Yeah,
but just enough to plant one seed. And that can really, it can really grow. And I just hope, Lady Catherine, that you stop trying to foster friendships that maybe just aren't going to work.
Yeah.
And really focus on ones that are. But also, I hope that maybe, like, this letter led off with, here are all the things I didn't like about you guys. Mm. And I wonder if maybe, and I understand why you did that, it led into the topic, but maybe look, and if that's the way you're approaching friendships as well, maybe it's time to start leading with, what kind of opportunity could this be for a potential friendship? Instead of being ready to judge what the other person says, because you're always going to find something to judge. You're always, a million things come out of my mouth every single day that someone could judge me harshly for, unless they gave me a huge benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But maybe start leading with some benefit of the doubt first.
And also, what is stopping you from actively going out and seeking female friendships where these women like sports and video games and philosophy? Yeah. Like, what is stopping you? Just because this group of women that have significant others and the significant others like each other, it doesn't mean that these women have to be your only friends. Like, it's not written in stone. You can have friends in all different places. You can find friends online where you just text each other and FaceTime with each other, and you never actually meet because you're on opposite sides of the country.
Which is the best kind of friendship.
I have fostered a friendship with our food scientist taste bud, Megan.
Love Megan.
We have never met. We have only Skyped. I've only seen her face in photos and when we were interviewing her for the podcast. But she has become such a good friend of mine. We share details about our lives. And it's just, friendship comes in all different shapes, sizes, forms, and facets of technology. Don't close yourself off, because if you are getting deep conversation with someone you met online, maybe when you go to hang out with these women who like to talk about clothes and makeup, maybe you won't hate them so much because you're getting your needs from somewhere else.
You know, and it does suck when you're in a situation where you have to like the partner, you know, or like, I think parents experience this a lot where their kids are friends. And so the parents often have to hang out, and sometimes that friendship just isn't there. Oh. It sucks. It sucks when your partner has a good friend and you don't like their partner, and all of a sudden you're just stuck. That sucks. So you may have to just keep dealing with it, but maybe you'll get some like real sweet makeup tips from them.
Yes.
I don't know.
Or maybe you can ask them to do your makeup or take you to Sephora to show you what, where the good stuff is. Like, use them for what they are good for.
Lady Catherine, you squeeze the life out of them until they present nothing more for you to take.
Lady Catherine, I think that you need, it would be my non-professional professional opinion that maybe you should present this stuff to a therapist who has the wherewithal to give you scientific answers.
But I think at the end of the day, the fact that you crave female friendship means you're not closed off from it completely. Yeah. But I think that you have been hurt before. And I think that, you know, some messages have been given to you, as they've been given to all of us, that aren't the most helpful. but we all have to actively work on undoing stuff we've learned. And, you know, I just want to make sure people understand, I'm not saying you actively hate women. Yeah. I'm saying that we've all gotten messages that are good. And we're all working on it.
It's the cool girl thing.
Yeah.
Lady Catherine says she's 32. And I know that this bonus is getting a little bit long now. We should probably wrap up soon. But Lady Catherine says that she's 32. And so you and I are very close in age. You're like an older millennial. And the cool girl label was something that in the late 90s, early 2000s, that was the everything label.
Yep.
And I don't know if this is something that you relate to in the movies that you saw growing up or the TV shows that you saw growing up, but the cool girl was always the one that was like more laid back and more in with the guys. And maybe this is something that you've internalized that you don't realize.
And movies from like, I don't know, I think about like the teen movies, the girl who loved clothes and makeup and was beautiful, she was the lead. There was usually a girl who didn't like that stuff and she was a little alternative, but she was the friend and she didn't always end up great. So, you know, we've been taught that you have to be a certain way, and if you're not that way, then you got to reject it, and that's not true. There's just so much for you, and I really, really, really hope that this episode, you take it in the spirit in which it was intended, which is with love and maybe a little tough love, but like, we want you to succeed, and you seem like you have a lot to give to a friendship. Mm-hmm. If you can break down some of that hurt that I think is coming through.
If you could make a list for me of video games that you think I might like, I would be open to that.
Yes. And if you can make a list for me. Oh, man.
Wait. Sports ball,
I'm going to find something.
Teams that you might books. Like.
She likes books. I like books.
And philosophy.
I love philosophy. Science, make me a list of all the sciences that you enjoy. Make me a list of science. I hope that this helps people. Maybe we overdid it, I don't know, but I just feel like a lot of people feel this way, and we have to take care of ourselves and not close ourselves off.
Yep. That's all she wrote.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you find me disgusting, Lady Catherine.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.